On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Victoria's here.
Ronaldo. Here she
is. It's Victoria.
Victoria.
The Victoria program.
Yeah, the V's and B's are all backwards.
Yeah. She's here today.
J's and H's.
It's Tori. By the way, listen to Tori's show every Tuesday. And if you've missed any of them, you can listen to all of them by binge listening. They're all there on New England Broadcasting.
And then you'll go crazy.
Well, yes, you will go crazy. And you can see the progression of craziness.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's a fun... It's her mind opened up on it. It gets all over the place.
Why not? Yeah. I don't even listen anymore. I used to listen to the shows once I did them, and now I just
Why would you listen to... I don't listen to my shows.
You have too many. You've been doing this for decades.
That's not why.
Oh, that's not why.
It's okay. Because I heard it already when I did it.
I know.
I mean, I was there.
Well, see, you're doing them every day. I'm doing like once a week, so I kind of...
What difference does it make?
I don't know.
You were there at the time.
But sometimes I miss what you say, and I go back and listen. I'm like, oh, Ron got a good one there. Ron's so funny.
Did you ever listen to one of your earlier shows, because you don't listen to later ones? Did you ever listen to an earlier show and go, oh, I don't remember saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I do. And I think I was so much better. I think I'm getting worse.
Uh-oh.
I go back and I go, wow, I had something that I've lost my mojo. Like Austin Powers? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I know it's coming up, so it's not fun for me.
Oh, that's
when
right.
I listen to mine.
That's why you don't rewatch movies, because you've already know
correct.
The ending.
Correct. Although I forget many things because of the Lipitor, but at the same time...
Are you on Lipitor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My mother is, too.
Yeah.
That's a cholesterol thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a cholesterol thing.
Wow.
I'm on the smallest dosage. I'm
that's
the
all you should ever be. It's affecting your speech.
Yeah,
I might get a smaller one.
It's a lot of things going on. Yeah, it's just because of that. And it works. I mean, I have none now. But, you know.
You got to keep taking the pill.
Well, I said to my doctorette, it's female, I said, why do I have to keep taking it if I don't have any, like, high cholesterol anymore? She says, well, you don't know if you stop taking it, if it would go up again.
Why
said,
find
well,
out?
That's the point. That's what I said.
Hello?
Why don't we do a test thing here? I'll be the guinea pig.
Sure.
I'll stop doing it and let's see if it goes up, or I'll take half of the thing. She said, oh, no.
No, the said, pharmacy, oh. Big pharmacy won't like that.
No. Big pharmacy no like that.
That's true. That's how they get there.
It's true.
My mother has cirrhosis of the liver now.
This is new?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we always thought, and she thought too, and maybe you think, you get that from drinking.
That's what I would think.
It can come from like 50 different things.
Yeah.
It's an injury. It's called an injury to the liver, but they call it cirrhosis.
I see.
So not necessarily from drinking. And my mother's not a big drinker, so it couldn't be anyway. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. Well, you can get lung cancer from anything too.
Hey, yeah, okay.
You know?
From like that thing called breathing.
I guess.
That we're all doing.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sick of that excuse. Oh, breathing gives you cancer. Yeah, well, certain things you do can also advance that.
Well,
so we should just do whatever we want because we can get everyone gets cancer from breathing eventually? No.
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, no.
I mean, it depends on where you are. But
yes, I mean, no.
I mean, well, what is cancer? Cancer is just a when the cells are different in this particular
they're
organ.
They're mutating or whatever.
Yeah, that's all, that's
they're having
all
a party, a hoedown.
Yeah.
Usually they're redneck cells.
And that can just happen anyway. Mm-hmm. Because you're pre-programmed. I don't think I'd want to know, by the way.
Oh,
if there
genetic
was a test.
Test.
If there was a genetic test that said,
right.
Am I going to get a certain, you're like 10 years away from, I wouldn't want to know that.
No.
I don't want to know.
No.
Surprise me.
Okay.
Surprise.
You don't, because if you could do nothing about it, I guess.
The older we live, the more this will happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
My mom's going blind. All these things are happening. I'm like 84. I don't want to live that. I'm already having problems now. Do I want to be in 30 years having all these other ones on top of it?
A little bit, a little more time there, Tori.
Okay.
I mean, you're not even.
I'll give it a week.
You're not even at the golden year yet.
I know. Well, I'm around it, so I don't know what it is. I've had enough run.
I don't know what the golden
but
is.
But now I have a new motivation to live, right? We have to help the world, so.
We are the world. We are the yeah, I mean, I no, my I went the opposite. I became very selfish.
Oh, that's right.
I don't give a
you
shit.
You went into your shell?
Yeah. I am a tortoise.
Okay.
I am a tortoise.
Right.
No question about it.
We could use more tortoises, actually.
I don't care. I mean, I'll speak up when it's time to, but I'm not going to provoke anyone.
You're not an activist.
I'm not chasing after these people.
No.
I'm not.
But you'll defend yourself.
Yeah, but that's good. All. But that's
you're
all.
Like Switzerland.
I'll defend myself and my friends and my family.
Good.
So that's like three people.
Good.
That I know of. If I could count, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. And puppies.
Now, people might be wondering what this noise is in the background.
I don't hear anything.
Okay. We're doing our show from Logan Airport, and some of the planes are taking
somebody's
off.
Somebody's been
background.
In Tori's drawers again.
Oh, my God.
I just like to shock Ron once in a while, because he's trying to shock me all the time.
I'm just trying to figure out what that sound would be. If I were in your drawers, what would this be? Oh, my God. I've heard
whenever, whenever Ron says, oh, my God, it's good, because then it's something he didn't expect, and Ron expects everything. Well, yeah. Now he's a turtle, though, so I don't know. He may not say anything.
I'm a turtle. I'm you know, just for a little while.
Turtle.
Yeah. So this is Tori Lagarde. She's a humorist.
Which supposedly.
I think it's in a dictionary.
I thought it was it's in a dictionary. I'm addicted to being funny. I don't even need to use no voices.
How are you feeling, by the way?
In what way?
Well, yeah.
Mentally, physically?
No. I don't care about that stuff. I'm talking about physically, yeah.
Oh. Eh. Well, I'm okay today. Yeah. It's not as my back's starting to hurt again, but you know.
Yeah, well,
I have a bad mattress, I think.
It's the time of year. Yeah, maybe it is. Have you turned it over?
Yeah, I need a new one, and I'm saving up my money to get a Walmart mattress, I guess. How sad is that? But
well, it's a mattress is a mattress. I don't believe in this mattress stuff.
What does that even mean? What's mattress stuff?
I don't believe in this thing that you're supposed to buy a new mattress every 5 years.
Oh, maybe.
And you turn it over and all that. So I think a mattress is a mattress. And I don't believe in spending $1,000 for a mattress.
Well, maybe not that, but your body weight's making a pit in it. And I don't want to sleep in that little pit.
Well, sleep in the other side of the pit.
I don't. Then I'm balanced on an edge. What do you mean? That's why I hate sleeping with other people, because they make a pit in the bed.
Well, yeah. I don't
plus,
know.
Plus, I always want to touch you in the bed. Stuff. I like my own little area in the bed.
They want to touch you in the bed.
Yeah, they might move up to you. Sometimes that's okay, I guess, but yeah, I'm a loner, man.
You're like a sitting duck in the bed, aren't you?
Yeah. I just want my own little area.
You can't get
my
away
own space.
Fast enough,
other people's bed. How much space is there?
Why do they call it, when people have sex, why do they call it sleeping together?
Because you're not sleeping.
Yeah.
You sleep after, maybe. Unless
maybe.
They kick you out or you kick them out.
I think, which is a great idea.
Perfect.
But I don't understand that. I don't get that stuff. I don't want to sleep with
I don't know that expression.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of snoring, and people talk in their sleep, and
people
all kinds of problems.
And they move around. And
in separate
bedrooms. Yeah. And if you need to have somebody sleep next to you, get a dog or a stuffed
animal
or something.
Yeah, body pillows. Yeah. Those are great.
That's just wrong. People are so dependent on their own instincts.
Except turtles.
Which I am now
they
of
get in
one.
The shell of one, yeah.
Turtles? I mean, nobody thinks bad of a turtle.
They
do that for protection.
That's right. They're not harmful unless they're snapping turtle.
Right.
They'll bite your finger off.
Right.
But otherwise, fine.
I go in there. I'm in the shell in order to mentally protect myself.
And nowadays, that's very important.
Extremely important nowadays.
I hope it is.
And I've also vowed on this program not to talk about that at all.
No way.
Unless it comes up in a substantial situation.
Okay, so you don't want to rant, but you can mentally pick it apart if it's a logical argument?
I can refer to it every once in a while in a humorous way that shows my disdain.
Okay.
But to delve into it and to give an argument about it is
what
futile.
About, right, but what about observations? Like, I have not seen any bumper stickers on cars lately. Is everyone peeling them off because they're embarrassed? Ashamed?
I don't know. I don't think they know if they
you
are
wouldn't,
just yet.
Obviously, but you never put one on anyway.
I have never put a bumper sticker on
my car.
I know,
you've said that. But yeah. Other people I've noticed aren't doing it or they've taken them off.
Sure.
What is that about?
I don't know. Maybe
the car will get egged?
Well, maybe there's no resale value with one of those things on it.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I think they're trying to be in there, be very coy about who they voted for.
I don't know.
And that might be smart. I don't see a lot of signs up on lawns anymore. I mean, everything kind of got whipped down, didn't it?
Like, I care about them.
Any signs, though.
Yeah.
Everything's whipped down. I like that.
There should be an ordinance, and some towns
there
are.
You said that.
That when it's over, you have to remove them. Some towns, whatever you put on your property is
they
is
have
your
the gloat
deal.
Effect, some people, though.
Some do, some don't. I mean, you know, when Obama won, I don't want to talk about it. Right. But when Obama won, there was a lot of gloating going on there, too.
You're right.
So kind of
that was history. That was history. The Hillary would win history, too. So.
Yes. So I'm going to give another week for gloat allowance.
Okay.
And then then not. Because,
right.
Because then I just can't live with you
by
anymore.
January, anyway, I think we should really be into a new year. Because I didn't like this year, Ron. I don't know about you, but I had a good year.
A big one.
Yeah.
Sucked a big one.
Really did. I'm anxious for January.
It was basically because of the election, and it didn't really matter which candidate you were for. This whole thing was just so encompassing.
Everybody died.
Everybody dies every year, Tori. It's just people that you happen to know.
And like Muhammad Ali and Prince and David Bowie
and personal things.
Alan Rickman and oh my God, these are to me they're shocking ones. They're really it's like history has been changed this year and it's not over yet. Oh, I want to get over. I want December 31st.
It's coming so fast.
Is it?
It seems like only last week it was Thursday, and I don't know what day of the week this is right now. Yeah. To be honest with you, but. It seems things are moving quick all of a sudden. Now, you actually worked last week for quite a number of days.
Oh, I did. You mean the early voting?
Yes.
And the election itself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you find that? I mean, not the actual job itself or the people, but did you enjoy that experience?
Yes. I like keeping busy and being a part of something that's happening. That's kind of history. I like that.
Really?
I'd rather be doing that than just sorting, like, you know, Lucy and her I Love Lucy with her candies and her vitamins or something. I just want to be doing something helping people.
Oh, wow. You actually have a soul.
And a cause and an agenda, and even if it doesn't go my way, it still feels like it was worth it. I wouldn't change it. I like doing that stuff.
Good for you.
I like our country.
I like it, too. And I hope everything's good, because I'm not watching anymore.
It's funny, because you talk to people, and I'm a little white lady. So people, I don't know what they think about me.
Yes, you are a little
lady. So I don't know if they assume how I vote. I want to make sure they know how I didn't, which gets into funny conversations and people laugh.
Again, it's not, I you know.
I'll talk to people, you know me, just blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And it's fun, because they open up and they laugh, and then I get to befriend them.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they're on my side, that's why.
Yes.
But other people, you look for buzzwords, like one of, I won't say who, obviously, but someone I talked to recently. You don't exactly know until they speak more. And you let people speak. Catchphrase.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Liberal media. Oh, ding, 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 we have a winner.
Yeah.
Go back to Africa. Oh, ding, ding, we have another red flag.
Go back to Africa is a little more than liberal media.
But then they tried to correct it go to Africa. Yeah. So you can't.
But
it's
those are
said.
The very people that I would not even engage.
If they're around me, and as soon as I don't have a choice, if I'm trapped,
walk away.
I love it. Walk away.
It's demeaning to you to be in the company of people.
I gave my 2 cents. Believe me,
I'm sure you did, and probably more than 2 cents. Yeah. And you took no change.
A couple $100.
Yeah,
worth.
No,
it's like talking to a wall, so it doesn't matter.
It is. I would say my piece and walk away, and that's what I've been doing. Or I just totally shut up to the point where they know.
Turtle it.
Yeah. This guy is not participating in my crap here, so
he's above the fray. My mother said, stay above the fray. I am the fray.
That's true.
I'm Walter Frey.
No,
you don't know what that means. It's Game of Thrones.
Of course I don't know what it means then.
Best show.
Sure.
I know.
Again, saw it once. Just kind of thought.
Oh, you did see it once.
Yes,
that's right.
I did. Well, not all of it.
Okay.
And didn't hold me.
Okay.
Did not hold me.
What does it take for you, Ron? What holds you? What do you like?
I don't know. Something, first of all, in this century would be nice.
Okay.
Because I don't understand all their stuff that they did back then.
Sure.
It's kind of dumb.
But I mean, like a comedy of sorts. What do you like to watch?
It's got to be comedy.
Okay.
It's got to be comedy. Life is a very serious enigma right now.
Yes.
And it has been for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to escape this thing, I need to go places like movie theaters that present to me a comic situation where I will laugh and take my mind off of thinking.
You're in a different world and it's good.
Correct.
That's why I love movies.
Correct.
They do that.
Yes.
I went and saw Arrival last weekend and boy, I wish I didn't.
Oh, I heard that was good.
It's very good.
But.
Oh,
it's a but?
Well, you think it's about aliens. And I'm like, oh, great, an alien movie. I love alien movies. Yes. There is a subplot, which is actually the true plot, which I had no idea about.
Oh.
And other people that had seen it did and saw that it was too late. I hope it's going to be rough. I wanted to walk out so many times.
Really?
I was crying my eyes out. It was so heart-wrenching. Yeah.
Oh. Well, now I'm not going to see it.
Well, you can. You haven't lost a child.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This part of that is in the movie.
Hit you there.
And
okay.
I didn't know that was Ron. Believe me, well, I wouldn't have gone.
Well, they would not advertise that they do that. No. Okay. Well,
yeah,
sure.
That was terrible,
sure.
And it kept coming up through the whole movie.
Oh.
And anyway, so yeah, that was a bummer. But Arrival, very good movie. If you want to see it, if you know, you're probably stronger than me. Anyone should go see it then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like weeping in public like that.
No, God, no. That or I'd sit in the back. Did you go to a theater where there was...
Yes, I hadn't been there in 2 years. They have recliners.
Yeah, which one did you go to?
Showcase and Randolph.
Yeah.
They go up.
The
feet go up. I love it.
And when you're sitting in the chair, you're actually your own apartment.
It is, because the people are way over there, and my person's right here.
Oh, yeah. And you don't care about this, but I need leg room.
Oh, yeah. So much.
Yeah, so much. It's
Ron,
like
this is genius.
Yeah, it is. Only the problem is, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
It's half as many seats, maybe a third as many seats.
I noticed that.
So someday they're going to have to raise the prices astronomically because how could they possibly make any money?
We paid $10 each. That's awesome.
That's not bad these days, but it's got to go up because not only did they spend the money for electric. Installed reclining chairs of leather.
Yeah.
But not only was that probably a couple of cents.
Right.
You know, but now they've got to make that money back and still run the theater and make a profit. That price is, someday you're going to find, it's $15. What? Is that just for the IMAX? No, that's just for a regular seat.
But you know what else they did? Mm. You have to decide where you want to sit like an airplane.
That sucks so much.
But then no one can sneak into the theater and be like, that's my seat. I paid for that.
What happens is because I hate people.
Right.
Is I select my seat, a good seat, yep. And then the only other person in the theater selects the seat next to me. So now they're forced to sit. Of course, they could always move or I could always move.
Get out.
But you never know if someone else is going to come in. So
oh
you're assigned
gosh.
A seat.
Yeah, yeah.
I sit in the middle, in the front.
All right.
And obviously, that's where everybody wants to sit.
Right,
so they sit just on one side. I mean, just on the other.
Oh,
and then I look around.
No.
Nobody's sitting anywhere else. It's like, oh, my God, get
Ron,
away from me.
I don't know what I would do.
See,
I'd be creeped out.
So when you walk in a theater, you choose your, you know, you say, well, there's some people there. They're talking. I'll sit over here.
Well, they show the screen. What's filled? What seats are filled?
But they don't say what the people are like.
Well, they're humans. They might smell and talk. I don't know.
Yeah, smelly people, it should be like a little grayish block if they talk
like a cloud,
a lot.
Like a pink pan cloud.
If it's a red block, then stay away from them.
Those are the right-wingers.
Right.
Stay away from the red states. I want a blue seat, please.
Or they're talkers. They're talkers.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Yeah. So, and then the nice light blue ones, those are quiet people, and you would choose a seat near them.
But if people are fudging, like I might say, I'm a quiet person.
Yeah.
I mean, I am in a movie, but normally I'm not.
What's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd like to eyeball people when they talk and turn around and give them the look.
Oh, I do too.
But they don't like that. Sometimes they say, what are you looking at? And then it could be a fist fight, so you got
to
be careful.
No, it wouldn't be a fist fight. I would just go down to management and say, I have been shockingly...
They just say move your seat.
I can't move my seat. I bought this particular seat. Do you want to give me a refund and choose another seat?
You know what I need to mention about movies, though?
What?
This movie theater?
Yes.
I forgot. And as I said, I have to tell people this.
Yes.
I have to write a letter, even. I'm going to write a letter about this. The print was too dark.
Oh.
And it went out of focus twice, at least twice.
Oh, that's not right.
So you know what?
All you have to do is go to that little,
I was going to, but then I would have missed by the movie.
On your way out.
On the way out?
You say, look, you know, I sat through the whole thing, but I got to tell you, and you exaggerate. You say, 5 times it went out of focus.
It might have.
Yeah. And say, you know, and they'll always give you a free pass.
Really? They'll give you a free pass? I know what I think they do it for anti-piracy, because people, they even show at the beginning of the movie, if you see anyone with a cell phone, any suspicious activity, you know, they videotape these movies and they put them on Pirate Bay.
Right.
So that's how you get to see these movies that are called CAMs, C-A-M for cameras.
I see.
Not that great. This one would have been terrible.
Of course they're
not that great. Some of, if they're bright enough, they might not be too bad. If you stay really still for the hour and a half.
I see.
Don't move, don't blink. Don't ask, don't tell.
But someone sit next to you kind of see that? I don't understand.
Maybe. Some people don't care. There's apathy going on, if you
care.
Haven't noticed.
Oh, I would care,
People don't care. But, and the other thing was, remember years ago, video cassettes?
Yes.
they used to anti-pirate those.
Right.
With they'd go dark and light. And I noticed the screen went dark and light. Do you remember that? Mm. That was so they wouldn't make copies. It would be useless. Mm. So I wonder if it's the same principle. They're doing something. But we're paying good money to see a good copy.
Absolutely.
That's horseshit.
Absolutely.
I don't like
All they have to do is send a... get a couple of staff members, send an usher in every like 20 minutes, stand toward the front and look back and see if anyone's holding up a cell phone for anybody's talking.
They do that when you make movies for extras. They took cameras away from phones away from people who are trying to do the celebrities.
When I go into a movie theater and I sit down and I watch the film, I never see an usher walk into that theater at all. Maybe once to check the temperature.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
It used to be a big thing. They check and see how things were going.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if that's a concern, then get your asses back in there and stand in the front for a couple of minutes and then leave and go play with yourself in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Because they're all over the internet, these bootleg copies.
Yeah.
Somebody's dropping the ball. New York City, Iowa, Florida. I don't know. They're coming from somewhere.
Well, I mean, then people have got to stop people from doing that. I mean, I don't know why I would pick up a bootleg of something on a cell phone, though.
What do you mean pick up? Just you download it.
Yeah, but you can't even see it well.
Some of them. Some of them you're so desperate to see. I think I watched a Kramer copy. I call it a Kramer copy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that episode, Seinfeld. Yeah. So I get Kramer copies, and sometimes I go, I'll just wait till the DVD comes out.
Yeah.
I'm not that desperate. But sometimes I am. I need to, like, be right on the edge of seeing some brand new, like Star Wars. I think I'm going to go to the theater to see the new one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, in that particular movie theater that we're discussing in Randolph, Massachusetts, the Showcase Cinemas, they also have a bar now. And you can bring your drink to your seat.
No way. And that's like at the Lux level they used to have that anyway.
No more.
Now it's everywhere?
Now you, well, they still have a Lux level where they have people serving
right.
you. But you can go to the bar, which
no
is on the level. Yeah. And you
They're
going to
have
drink.
Ruckuses going to break out.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
Now, here is the thing that's really weird about it.
Okay.
So I'm looking at their little menu at the bar, which is on the first floor. And you can bring your drink to your seat, to your reserved seat. And... And I say, and I look at it and say, oh my goodness, a Long Island iced tea. Now that's...
It's my son's favorite drink.
That is not, you know...
That's
not
a lot of liquor in it. That's all I know.
It's got every liquor
in it. It's got every liquor in it, yes.
And large amounts of it.
Oh my
and
God.
You know when you're asking for it that you're going to pay for this in more ways than cash.
Oh my God.
So I said, all right, it's a movie theater.
You went for
I got to do this.
Oh my God.
It's in a movie theater.
Okay, okay.
So I asked for a Long
Island
iced tea.
Do you remember what movie you even saw after that?
I don't remember what movie
what day it was, what year.
I know. I know. Got home somehow.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so this the bartender girl, and she didn't look old enough even to be touching liquor.
Wow.
She takes the glass, puts some ice in it, and then I'm waiting for her to get all these bottles out to start pouring all these different kind of liquors in there. She goes over to a tap.
No way.
Pulls the tap handle down.
They
and
got
out
vodka
of it,
on tap?
They got this
the whole
on
mix
tap.
On tap.
The whole mix is on tap.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
They must have got a liquor license and everything. Well,
yeah,
I guess they would have
big
before.
Time. Big time. Oh big time. God. So they fill up this glass. I take a couple of sips. Doesn't really affect me. By the time I got down to the level where the theater was, I should face.
Oh my God. That's a great story.
It's odd. It's just odd.
I couldn't enjoy the movie then drunk. Why am I paying money to be drunk?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say I was sloshing over everybody, but I sat there feeling
You felt good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it was a bad movie, probably.
Made better by the drink.
What movie is not? Probably even the bootleg things are pretty good at that point.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Kramer. Hey.
Hey.
It's dark. I couldn't tell what...
Watch a bootleg movie, have a couple of drinks, and you're all set.
That's what people do, I think.
Yeah. So that was my theater experience, but I don't like the fact that you choose your own seat. I don't like you pick
That's
your
like
own seat.
That's like an airplane.
As
Once I was on the wing. No, it wasn't.
Deep seats.
They know me, yeah.
Deep seats.
I got kicked off a plane once, and I think I'm on the list now.
You probably are,
That's okay. I don't mind. JetBlue wouldn't fly me for a couple of years. They banned me.
Because of?
I spoke up. I wasn't even on the plane. I was in the terminal. I wasn't even going to be flying that day. I was with people that were flying, and I still had to open my mouth.
Yeah.
But I guess lesson learned. I wonder what it's going to be like now. That was Obama's America, or even before. That might have been before Bush's America. This is a while ago. Now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. They'll just put me in the camp. I hope I like my camp.
I
like
to
camp.
You do.
I like camping.
Do you get to choose your own bunk?
I don't know if they give me a bunk. They might just make me just lie
on the
floor. On
the floor.
Oh, that's fine.
Like the wing.
I deserve it.
Like the wing.
I'm a troublemaker. I'm a rabble rouser, and
you
I don't
are.
Mind that.
Well, okay, fine. As long as you respect people along the way. What?
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's a funny
You're
word.
You're still on the planet. And even if they don't respect you, you have to,
okay.
Like your mother says, and I've always listened to your mother.
She's great.
Always be above.
Above the fray.
Always be above.
She said, just say, Victoria, the deed is done. That's all you have to say. The deed is done. And move on.
Yeah.
She's so classy. Yeah. I wish I had a lot of that class.
It's nice to be classy. See, people say if you're classy, that's a good thing. That's respectful.
It really is. Because I know a lot of people that are not classy. And
I know. And I don't want to be one of them.
Yeah, you can. You know who
they are. I don't want to be one of them.
We know who they are.
No matter what my thoughts are, I don't want to be one of them. So
you look down upon them. I don't want to be necessarily down
absolutely.
Upon.
Absolutely. From this day on, Tori,
yes.
I shall be respected and looked up to.
I think you are anyway, Ron.
Yeah, but I'm going to make it real.
Oh, I see. You're going to make a more effort to...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to rise above, similar to my meditation experience.
Right. I would love that. I don't know if mentally it's possible for me, even with therapy.
Oh, it is.
Because I'm in therapy. That could help. See, at least I have a partner in therapy that I'm trying to...
Yeah, more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I should talk to her about that tomorrow or today, whenever
this
is.
It works. And it's so much, it's so freeing as opposed to mudslinging. I'm done with that.
Well, I had my couple of things then, and there were only a couple more.
Sure.
Which were just not harsh, but my dad's opinion, which is always valuable.
Yes. He's a little cantankerous.
He is, but he's so smart about it.
Yeah.
He said, Donald Trump is worse than Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who's worse than Donald Trump?
No.
Ted Cruz. That would have been a disaster we really avoided.
Well, Ted Cruz, here's the latest news. And the news,
news on Cruz?
Yeah, and the news changes every day, so I've learned
isn't
not to
great?
Go with it. Yeah.
It's the thing, news. Hear, what's called news?
See, we're in the age of not real facts.
Right.
Everything is, did you hear
I
that?
I know, it's all, everything.
Everything.
Right.
Everything. So the latest, as of yesterday, which I'm sure won't be the case, is... Sure. A president-elect dump is I'm sorry.
Drunk.
I apologize for that. Is considering Ted Cruz.
No. Four? No. Outer space?
A seat on the Supreme Court.
He's not even a judge.
I know.
What is he? Is he?
I don't think you have to be.
Oh, my
See,
God.
I was inquiring about that.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. That has to be not true.
But it's probably just a rumor joke. But even if it was true,
yes.
I don't think... Ted Cruz is even hated among his own Republicans. So that ain't going to happen. It's just annoying somewhat in my new passive mind.
Yeah, these things that are going to keep you going to be hearing.
It's just annoying that would even be a consideration.
Of course. It's absurd.
Unless it's not true, in which case it was never considered. But even if it was a consideration.
I would laugh like in that movie Money Pit with Tom Hanks when the chimney falls down and just out of the bathtub. Just laugh because it's so ridiculous.
Yes.
And you're so upset. You just have to laugh.
Yeah. Here's something that I laughed about yesterday as well. I was telling this female friend who apparently isn't all that smart.
Guess it can't be me then.
No, it wasn't you. I said, did you know that I had heard, again, that President-elect Blump was, I'm sorry, get that name wrong
I
all
love
the
that
time.
Poem. It's funny.
Was considering for Secretary of the Interior.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Something inside, I guess.
You should do the curtains.
Right.
I don't know. The candidate would be.
Kiefer Sutherland? Please say that.
No, it's not Kiefer Sutherland.
Damn it.
No.
Okay,
no,
who?
No. It's Sarah Palin.
Oh, no. Her name keeps popping up.
I know. And so this friend says to, and I thought she was going to say, oh my God, that's horrible or that's weird.
Like a normal person.
But she said, Sarah Palin, I don't know who she is.
No.
Yes.
Really?
And I thought, oh, okay,
she's living in Iraq with Saddam Hussein?
I don't even think it takes a rock. It takes a village.
Oh my God. So, village idiot.
But again, I am not to get involved in these.
You just go,
silly things.
She is the governor of Alaska and she was and her family is kind of a real, what do you call that? Real TV? Reality TV. They do that.
They shoot animals and thinks it's cool. Things like that.
Right. They're far away, which is good.
And can't complete a sentence with the same thought that it was begun with.
And Tina Fey does a better job at being Sarah Palin than Sarah Palin.
Could probably be a better interior.
I would love Tina Fey to be anything.
Interior of the design.
I'll vote for Tina Fey for president, for Secretary of Interior, Exterior.
But again. Not my deal.
But Chris Christie, my mother felt so bad for that guy because he was sort of like Donald Trump said, go home, we don't need you. We'll call you.
Well, he's embroiled in a problem.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear about the Chris Christie problem.
Oh, yeah.
Is another bridge? Did he stop traffic again?
No, it's the same bridge. Now this subject has come up and people have to testify.
Oh, okay. So he's trying to keep, you know, stay clear of him?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
He's getting advice because Donald can't think on his own. It has to be someone telling him.
It's also
don't
that
be afraid.
If he was
Please
if he
don't.
Was in the cabinet, then there'd be less food for
he
everybody.
He wouldn't fit in the cabinet.
It would have to be a big cabinet.
An interior, exterior.
Yeah, like the interior cabinet.
But did you hear Donald Trump stole my Stop It on 60 Minutes?
Yes, I did.
Stop It.
Yes.
That's my line,
that's your
buddy.
Line. Tori
I'm
going to
file a suit.
It's the Tory tour, and she's been touring, and that's all she says is stop it. If you have a problem, just stop it.
See, if it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for me, right?
Well,
I don't know if I'm in the good company here now.
If people steal things from you, then it means that you were doing something stealable.
Whoop, stop
that's
it.
Pretty cool.
Trump, stop it.
Just stop it.
Stop stopping it. The last thing I will say is what that's something else my dad said.
Yes.
And that is he believes that Trump is using Nixon's playbook and also Hitler's playbook. And the reason being, people just want to say Hitler, Nazi, but there's a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that Hitler had a bugaboo. Mm-hmm. He had to have everyone fear something.
Right.
So back then it was the Jews.
Right.
Now it's immigrants and Muslims.
Right.
So he's going to create that whole atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that playbook.
I see.
You know.
Well, that's his opinion.
Correct.
Correct.
And we'll see how it
plays
transpires.
Out, right.
Correct.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But my dad's very into politics and history.
He's astute.
And he's read a lot.
He's
observing this happening.
Yes. You know, anything is possible.
Anything is possible in life.
And anything is not possible.
I like how people are, though, standing up for things. Because if everyone stood up, you just don't lie down.
Well, the only thing I think that Republicans have to understand is that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote.
Yes.
The final tally was by over 1 million people.
Wow.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
This was not a landslide.
I'm sure they are. Yeah.
It was not even really, it was close is about the best you can put. It's a 50-50, but then some, not for you. So,
right. That's good to keep in mind.
It's very good to keep in mind. And I think you need to keep that in mind if you want to A, keep the country together, and B, if I know in politics, all you think about is re-election from day one.
Mm.
This would be an impossibility if you piss anybody off at this point.
Yes.
So, you know.
Oh, by the way, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, Republicans, can't stand Trump.
Yeah.
My dad said there's about six of them in the House or Senate or something, and they will fight with the Democrats. If all the Democrats stand together and these six Republicans, he won't get any crazy stuff passed, like exporting people or whatever he wants to do. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie down, Ron. That's all I know. I can't lie down for injustice. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But it's okay to speak up against injustice, but in a manner of
constructive way.
Sophistication,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not spray painting walls or anything. I'm just saying I'm not going to lie down for anything that's going to try to.
Right. Well,
people are getting hate crimes. Anything?
Well, you're
oh
not
my
supposed
god!
To. Well, the
good.
Idea is not to.
Yes, good. Thank you.
But it's also to still make yourself higher than
you have
they
some decorum.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
And decorum would be changing the curtains
in the interior. That's the secretary's job.
Or is that
and
decorum?
Getting coffee.
Something. Get me coffee.
Yes.
Well, this has been fun.
Well, Dave Chappelle was fun on Saturday Night Live. Did you catch any
of
that?
No, I did not.
I just caught, like, you know,
did not.
Parts of it.
Did not.
And then I finally watched the whole thing because it was just great.
You don't have to watch it anymore. You just
go to YouTube and get all the scenes.
That's
it. It's so simple.
Stuff.
It really is good. And I missed him, and he was funny. The music was not as good as I thought. Mm. I mean, Tribe Called Quest. I'm not into that heavy rap necessarily, but.
Here's how you know that you're old. And you're not old because. You know,
mentally,
these
I'm not
hardcore pressed and 52 Nails and Bugaboo
Imagine
Creek.
Dragons?
And Imagine Dragons.
Remember that?
Yes.
3 years
I have
ago?
No idea what the hell. I thought that was a children's book series.
Yes.
Which it should be. So I don't know. I don't get any of that stuff.
No.
And that is because I'm out of touch. But you know all these groups.
I know pop culture, sure.
So that's great.
I'm a slave to pop culture.
Well, that's wonderful. I guess I don't know it at all.
Right.
I know who Sarah Palin is, but apparently that doesn't matter anymore.
She was on Saturday Night Live once.
Of course she was.
To make fun of, probably.
Of herself.
Yeah.
Thinking that that would help propel her into the vice presidency, which apparently didn't work at that time.
Oh, these women that are good looking, they're trouble too. Good looking people are trouble.
Yeah.
They're already probably full of themselves.
Yeah.
and then they're not too upstairs. So,
yeah, because they don't have to be.
They don't have to be.
They don't have to be.
Can't stand that.
You know, this country is a seesaw politically. It's Democrat, it's Republican, then it's Democrat, then it's Republican. Then you go back and forth all the time. There's very, very few instances of any repeat parties back to back. So, you know,
I can't remember two Democratic presidents in a row.
It's been a while.
Other than re-election, like Clinton, Obama, whatever. But
no, not
I can't remember. Yeah. They're always separated. Like Bush was in between them.
Yep.
And now we got Trump.
Yep.
And then next it'll be Democrat. It's sort of, it just keeps going back and forth.
That's the way it goes. Yeah. It goes. And then that's it. Because as soon as one person gets into your pants, you say, "Whoa, get out of my pants. I want somebody else in my pants, but not you." It's very sexual.
People are fickle.
They are fickle. And they're pickled.
They are. Only when pickled. They go to the theater and get the Long Island iced tea. Apparently, that sounds good.
What you heard outside before was not airplanes. We're not at Logan Airport. It was people blowing my leaves. And
they do it every week, these blowers.
No, this was the official removal of the leaves.
Oh, fall cleanup.
The fall cleanup.
Oh,
the fall cleanup.
Great.
Yes.
They have spring cleanup, too. See you in the spring. Merry Christmas.
Bye. It's just odd. And I'll tell you why. And I bring this up whenever it snows as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand where the kids are. I don't understand
school?
Where the kids are.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean to shovel and rake.
Shovel and rake, man.
Make some
when
money.
I was a kid, and I'm not touting how wonderful I am, although that is an end result. I would grab my father's rake.
Sure.
That's not. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah, I've heard that expression. That's code for make America great again. So make America grope again.
I grab the rake and I'd start next door and I'd say, Mrs. Richter, Mrs. Richter, would you like me to rake your leaves? How much would you charge me, Sonny? $10. This is way back.
And that's great.
And I think I said $40. She'd probably go for it because she figured, here's a kid that's really out to make
poor.
Some. It's nice.
Oh.
Not poor, but doing something respectable for
maybe
their
maybe it was your shoes.
Community.
I don't know. They just looked at them.
And when I would get home, I would have blisters on every
finger. Yeah, that's
finger.
Not worth it for $10
well,
to
you
me.
You wear gloves.
All right.
But it's a lot of work, and you do it with your friends, and it was an opportunity to make some good cash.
Doesn't sound that good. But then, back then it was, of course.
Back then. Well, now I would charge probably $40, $30 or $40.
Did you ever do weeding? I did weeding for the old lady neighbor once. They get 50 cents or a dollar.
Smoked weed, but I never.
Oh, yeah. You get a dollar, run down the street and buy cigarettes. They were like $1 a pack.
There
and
you
they
go.
Sold them to kids back then. What kind does dad want again? We'd have
Seriously.
A whole speech in a.
How else
you
are you going to afford drugs? You got to do this stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's when the kids would show up. And I thought they don't
want to
do this.
There's landscaping companies. They'd be mad at them. They put mad at weapons.
I don't think they would be.
They chase them away.
I see. The Illuminati.
The Mexicans.
That's right. That would be a taco stand on every property.
I hope so, because I love tacos,
aren't they
by
fantastic?
The way. I just want one right now.
They're lovely.
I had one the other day.
It's like a hot sandwich that's crispy and wonderful with cheese.
It is. Like sour cream on mine, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because that's the cold part. You got the hot taco.
I want
and
hot
then
cream
throw
on my
in,
taco, baby.
And that's a, that's like... touching my father's rake.
Yeah, making America grope again.
Code words.
Code words. Code left. Liberal media. I heard that. I know what that means. I know who you are. Get away from me, you fuck.
Okay, here you go.
People think they're so smart.
Yeah,
with
they
their
are.
Words.
So I was almost scammed today.
Did you pick up the phone again?
No. This was on the internet.
But
it wasn't. It wasn't obviously scammable. I had bought something through the Amazon people. Who are wonderful,
I do
by
that
the way.
A lot, yeah.
You order it, it
What's
comes
wrong
to your
that?
Door
yeah.
and stuff.
Nothing.
It's fine.
They get drones pretty soon.
Yes.
Like I'm droning.
So I get an email saying, thank you so much for your order. We're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card. You can use it for anything.
Okay.
But first, fill out this little survey. How wonderful are we? And okay. You're very good.
That sounds
Would you
so
recommend
shady already.
And then it lists, and then on the last screen, it lists five products that cost over $100, but they're free. For you, choose one. You'll get the product for free.
Like a car?
No, it wasn't like a car. That would have been wonderful.
Understand.
No,
over
one of them
bucks.
Was this eye cream or wrinkle cream, and it works immediately.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I thought that's really nice.
I love that. Yeah.
Another was some type of keratin thing that.
But they think you're falling apart, huh? It's all like body stuff.
It is like it was all body stuff. But I thought, okay, yeah, I'll do the wrinkle stuff.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
All right.
So I click on it, and then then it asks for my name, address, phone number,
and then it raped you?
Email. Almost started raking my lawn. So I said, well, wait a minute, why am I filling this? So I go all the way to the bottom, and all the way to the bottom it said terms of agreement. And I
went, you signed your life away.
Well, I didn't, because
you're
I
Republican
I
now.
I didn't put. Now you stop it, young lady. So I click on the terms of agreement, and it says, congratulations on your free 30-day trial.
Oh, yeah.
You will
see?
Be billed automatically.
Yep, 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 yep. I knew it.
So yeah, I didn't go
you
through
canceled
it.
Canceled out.
Canceled out, and good. I wrote a little email to Amazon.
You said, fuck off? What'd you say?
I said, your company is wonderful. When I order something, you deliver on time. It's nice and easy. But I'm very surprised that Amazon is taking part in situations. Yes.
Absolutely. They get kickbacks.
Where, you know, and if this is the case, why not have it in bigger letters? Why do I have to search for this to find that information?
Oh, that's so evil. That's evil.
It is evil. It's manipulative.
It's the excess of evil. It's the Amazon of evil.
So I said in email, I said, I am not too keen on Amazon right
keen?
Now.
Keen? Use the word keen?
No, I did
my
not.
My mother uses that word. I'm asking. Okay.
I am not too impressed with Amazon at this time because you are taking part in what I would find to be a scam method.
Nice. I like you're getting with it now. You're really calming down.
I never participate in anything that. Well, I've not finished a sentence yet. I mean, you're right.
I don't participate in anything.
Right, don't.
You don't.
But that's at the point. Anything where you're going to bill me automatically if I don't stop you is no.
That just
not
came
for
up
me.
Yesterday. That's so funny you talk about that because same conversation came up with these 30-day free. We don't even get into it because it's just a way to get money and then you forget to cancel. Where
that's
was
what
I
they,
that this conversation
That's what they
happened?
Bank on. They bank on the
I
fact
never leave
that
the
you
house.
Forget.
Where did that happen? Uh-oh. I had this whole conversation.
Was it with an alien?
No, I might have dreamed it.
Okay. No, I don't think you would dream something that specific.
You'd be surprised. You'd love if you were in my head for 5 minutes, you'd run the hell out.
I'm surprised.
I wow. swear, wow. I could have dreamed it, but I had a conversation. We said, yeah, because you always forget to cancel, and that's how they make the money. It was a woman.
Yeah.
She had a drink in her hand.
Yeah.
Where was I?
Oh, you must have been somewhere.
Maybe. I know where. My mother went and got her hair done yesterday. It was in Norwell.
Okay. And
it was the hairdresser.
Someone was in that? Yeah.
She had a drink in her hand. That's why. I see. I had a vision of it. It was only less than 24 hours ago. How sick am I?
Yeah.
How can I not remember that? Man, well, it's Alzheimer's, man.
No, it's not Alzheimer's.
Sometimes.
And you don't take Lipitor.
Not yet. No, I've never had the cholesterol thing.
Yeah.
And I eat whatever I want, usually. Yeah. I never got that gene.
See, everybody's got something.
They do.
You know, you see people walking down the street and you figure, oh, they're walking down
the
street.
They're
fine.
Right. They're but probably not.
No, you talk to them about their medical problems. You're going to get a list that's longer than yours.
Then I won't
usually.
Talk to them because I don't like long lists.
That's what I do.
I don't like people.
I don't.
Stay away.
I do not like people.
They have
either,
germs.
Tori.
They're breathing on me.
They have proved to me over and over again that there's no reason to like them.
You think now?
No,
they
always.
Dragged us down.
Always.
Okay.
Always. No, they didn't drag us down. They with did. Them. They did what they thought was
it's selfish.
Good
I'm
for
sorry.
Them.
Yes,
no, it's not
exactly.
Selfish.
What's good
well,
for
then,
them? You just said it. They well, then, did what's
well,
good
then,
for them.
Well, then if I voted differently, then I would be doing it what's good for them.
Suck it up and do what's good for the country, man. Suck it up.
But they believed that was
yeah,
good for
they,
the
yeah,
country.
They, cuckoo.
So I can't. No, you can't call
some
them
of them.
Cuckoo.
Some of them are cuckoo in their way.
And some of the people on the other side are cuckoo as well.
Sure, sure.
And I know them.
I've slept with them, and we don't sleep.
That's right. And why do they call it that? Because we didn't sleep.
They have fun in bed.
Who
these right wingers.
Well, who isn't?
They're
if
wacky,
the
but I hate
off.
Them as people.
Okay, they're only good for sex.
That's right. It's very true. Okay. Unfortunately,
on that
they're very deplorable people. Some of them.
Well, half of them.
I'm telling you.
Well, I know. Again,
that makes it fun in bed though, because they're deplorable.
That makes it wild and rough.
See, but then to have a conversation. No.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Well, again,
you suck.
Well, yes. I mean, they do, but
you
but
mean, yes, they do.
But it is their freedom to be suckable.
It is. It's freedom. Hey,
and
man.
And they are only doing what they think is, in their mind, best for the country.
So are the protesters. So we're free to do that too, man.
Absolutely so. As right. long as it isn't a peaceful rendition of the swan song. All right. Done.
Ron Swanson, too.
Ron Swanson.
I love Lamp.
Do you like my little foods? Do you remember TV dinners?
I do.
You bring that up.
They were in tinfoil.
I can't not talk about that. They were in tinfoil.
You can't microwave that. You blow up your thing.
No, there were no microwaves
there
back
weren't.
Then.
Now they're in paperish things.
Yes. Yeah. but they were the little compartments.
I know.
Oh, I love
my
that
parents
stuff.
Got my grandparents got the first microwave because they had money.
Yeah,
it was this big thing from like Litton, I think was the brand,
and you couldn't get too close to it and all that stuff.
Scary. It was like the size of a television. Jesus.
It was. Yeah, it was like the first computer. The UniVac was the size of a huge room.
Did it vacuum also? Why is it called a UniVac?
That's the UniVacuum.
Oh. That's another story.
That was different.
About the deplorables.
Right. All right.
All right.
She's Tori Lagarde, and I'm out of control.